average. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
That was a great family day. Yeah. Thanks for taking us with you, Al.
Why don't we do this more often, Dad?
Well, it's not every day an uncle dies and the coroner forgets to lock his house.
It teaches you a lot about human nature, though. I wouldn't have believed that kind of greed existed if I didn't see it with my own eyes. Those vultures, like your cousin Sheila, trying to take both of these TVs. Boy, the nerve of some people. So, kids, how'd you do? Now, wait a minute. That wasn't in Uncle Joe's closet.
I know, but there are too many people stealing in there, so I went upstairs to his wife's room.
But she's still alive.
Well, she should have thought of that before I took it.
Look what I got. Gold tooth.
That's not really gold, honey. It's just yellow. In fact, we call it Bundy yellow. Show him, honey.
Great. Now I have nothing.
Well, cheer up, son. I hear Aunt Addie's real sick.
You mean the one with the really nice lamp? Oh, I'd love to have that. Maybe for my birthday?
Consider it done! I'll get that. I wish Uncle Joe had died before I spent $12.95 on this stupid watch. Hello, Aunt Heather. We missed you at the take. I mean, at the wake. We were so sorry to hear of his passing.
Yes, your grief was evident as you tried to bite the ring off his finger.
I was kissing his hand. I love the man, damn it.
Well, keep your memories then and give me back everything you jackals looted.
It all belongs to me.
Who says?
My lawyer.
Fork over the watch.
Well, he wanted me to have this watch. He probably even said so in his will.
He didn't have a will, so it all goes to me. Give me the watch.
Look, you want this watch? You think you can get it? Well, come on and get it. Well, come on, lawyer boy. You want a little piece of this?
Don't push it, Bundy. There's laws in this town against stealing, not to mention overflowing a dead man's toilet.
Thank you. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. All I have left of poor Joe.
Come on, babe. The hawk shops close at 6. We'll send the police for the rest of this stuff. We got a plane to catch to Bimini.
Toodles.
God, your relatives are scum.
You know, he really did want me to have that watch. What idiot would be so thoughtless as to not leave a will?
Do you have a will, Daddy?
Well, no, but I will have one after today. I don't want this to happen to me if I die. I shall gather all of my belongings. I've worked for 25 years. I've lived and I've loved. Later on, I even married. All that is mine shall be divided among you. I have nothing.
Oh, now, come on, Dad. I wouldn't call a 45 of Under the Boardwalk. And a baseball card of Joe Nuxall nothing.
Yeah, and a copy of Sports Hijinks on beta.
Peg, how could this possibly be? I've worked for 25 years, I've amassed nothing.
Oh, honey, it's not your fault. You could have been rich. You just never had the break. Or the brains, or the skill, the initiative, or even the mindless charm some get by on.
Feel better, Snookums?
Kids, give Daddy a kiss.
He's not dead yet.
Well, he's close enough for me.
I'm still going to write a will. Now, get me a pencil and paper. I want to list all my worldly possessions. I said all my worldly possessions. Hey, don't you understand this is important to me? How would you remember me if I died tomorrow?
As a lover.
A father.
A provider.
Come on, Daddy, why aren't you joining in?
Well, because you're making fun of me.
Oh.
Come on, kids. Let's leave your daddy alone to write his will.
Gee, I hope I get his toilet seat.
Don't be greedy, bud. You're already getting his hairline. See? Now we're laughing at Bud.
Why am I making out a will? Buck, I'm leaving everything to you.
Aruba, here I come. Hi, Al. I heard your uncle died. You want to go out for a drink or anything?
Later, after you've left. Let me ask you something. Mm. What would you have to leave if you died tomorrow?
Good-looking corpse? I'm sorry, Al. I didn't mean to rub your face in it. What are you doing?
I'm making out a will. I have lots of material possessions.
Oh, hey, Joe Nuxall. We used to make little boats out of these and sail them into the sewer.
I, unlike you, have provided for my future. No, I was just thinking, you know, something else to leave behind. You know, something that identifies Al Bundy, the man.
You've got plenty.
I know that. Could you give me an example?
Hey, you got all those gold teeth. And you were a football star in high school, weren't you? I mean, I wish my kids could grow up saying I was a football star. Well, they will, because obviously I'll lie to them, but... It would be nice to actually have the mementos like you do.
That's it!
What?
My mistake was I was looking at my life in the present. I should have been looking at my life pre-peg. My football mementos. Yeah, that's what says Al Bundy was really here.
Yeah!
I get pegged my old football jersey. Good old number 33. It'll be good for her, because that's how old she can tell her next husband she is. And then I can give my old MVP trophy to Kelly to go along with hers. Although, for the life of me, I can't figure out how she got a football trophy having never played the game. And then there's Bud. Can you loan me a nickel?
I won't lend it to you, but I'll trade you even for your Dodge. Come on, Al. I mean, surely you've got something else from your football days to leave to your son?
I do. I do. My game ball. From the greatest day in anyone's lifetime. The day that I scored 4 touchdowns. Yeah. My game ball. Yeah. That is what I shall leave to my only son, the carrier of the Bundy seed and name. And from the looks of things, the last. He shall get the most special thing I ever had in my life.
It's perfect. Where is it?
I give it to some cheerleader I was bundifying at the time. So I'll get it back from her. We had something very special between us, me and... whatever her name was. Peg, let me ask you a question. Do you remember the name of that cute little cheerleader I was so crazy about before I got drunk, woke up, married you?
Well, yes, I do. In fact, I remember this rhyme that everyone used to say about her. If you want to get drunk, get some brandy. If you want a social disease, just call Sandy.
Sandy Jurgensen. Thank you, Peg.
Why do you want to know?
Huh? Oh, well, no, Peg, Jefferson was wondering who my second favorite girl in high school was. Oh.
Oh.
I wish I could remember who my first favorite was. So what if she's unlisted? This is about a football, damn it! A man would give me the number. Hello?
You just spent 25 cents on a phone call to retrieve a football worth 10 cents to leave to your son. Although I know a pigskin will forever remind him of his dad. There's just one thing I want to know.
Oh, sure, Marcy. The part with the cups go in the front.
You better watch it out if you want us to keep coming over.
Sanity into your quest for the holy fail. But if you seriously want to find this person, then why don't you call a detective agency? I mean, there are some that specialize in finding missing persons.
She's beautiful and resourceful.
Well, I went to one once to find an old boyfriend. 6 feet, good looking, and a perfect 10, if you know what I mean. Oh, God, I never had it so good. The things he made me do. The things he made me feel. Everyone since then's just been an empty shadow in comparison. Well, not everyone. My ex-husband Steve was pretty good.
Marcy, you wouldn't happen to have that detective's number handy, would you?
Don't be ridiculous. Why would she
sure,
have
it? Sure, do. Right here. Don't look at me like that. It was just a coincidence that I had it. I have no need of a lost love when I have you.
I am great, aren't I?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? Just last night you called me Captain Kaboom.
Would you have preferred Private Noodle?
Hey, I was gonna think you're serious. It's just a little code we have. It means there's a party in her pants and I'm the guest of honor. Guess what?
Oh, yeah, hello. Yes, I'm looking for a girl I gave a football to that I scored 4 touchdowns with. Yes, I'm Al Bundy. Hawkeye, yes. Yes, I was number 33. Yes, I do have a problem with foot odor. Hey, get off the extension now! Tell me you're calling out here! Sandy?
Hiya, Al.
Sandy?
Do you like what you see?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been able to take it all in yet.
You know something, Al? I think you look even better now than you did in high school.
Incredible, isn't it?
So, touchdown. What have you been doing with yourself since high school? I mean, the last time I saw you, you were taking a summer job as a shoe store man. Yeah, you said you wanted to buy some new carburetors for your car. Whatever happened to that old Dodge of yours?
Well, let's not talk about the past, okay? I'm a live-for-today kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean we can't talk about your old football days?
Well, I mean, that makes you feel better.
Watching you in motion back then always made me feel better. Sup, touchdown. Are you just as good as you always were?
Well, I haven't gotten any complaints, if you know what I mean.
Show it to me, Al. Let me see it.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't quite what it was.
I'll be the judge of that. Let me see it.
Well, I can't see any harm.
You still got a touchdown.
Well, where's it gonna go?
Al, I know why you're here.
Now, Sandy, before you go any further, I'd like to say something. You're hurting me. No, I'm not kidding. You're hurting me. Now take your leg. I'm not a second one.
Oh, Al. Hey, did you ever regret breaking up with me right before the homecoming dance? You know what I want, Al.
Well, what, a huge McNugget?
You owe me.
Oh, now, Sandy, you know I never danced unless it was going to get some sex for me.
Oh, that didn't open an ugly door, did it?
Oh, come on, Al. At least promise me a dance if our song comes on. You remember Blue Velvet.
Well, okay, but only if that song comes on. That's a good one, God.
He wore blue velvet.
Oh, right there. That's
no. Wasn't that nice, Al?
Oh, bodio-do. Let's sit back over here.
1, 2, 3, hot.
Just like old times, huh, Al?
Oh, man. No more spiny.
Oh, my poor touchdown. Would him like a back rub?
Well, you know, Sandy, what I'd really like... Oh! You know, Sandy, this might be a good time to ask you something.
What is it, Al? What do you want?
My football?
Your football? You mean the game ball? Gee, Al, giving me that ball was what let me know I was special to you.
Well, yeah, I know, so could I have it back? I want to give it to somebody else.
Well, well. And here I thought the guy who dumped me 20 years ago was crawling back. Oh, I should have known. All he wanted was his football. Well, all right, Al. I'll give it back to you. On one condition.
Oh, all right.
No, no, the moment has passed. I was just... I guess I was just kind of remembering how you and I used to play catch with it at the park. Could I at least throw you one last pass just to remember the good times by?
Well, sure, if it'll help take the edge off, you know, watching the big guy walk out of your life for the second time. Can you still lay it in there anywhere you want to?
Go on!
Yes, son, this ball means everything to me. Not that you and... What's-her-name and what's-her-name haven't brought me great joy.
I'm glad we're talking here alone, son. I don't want the others to be jealous.
Well, there's no need to whisper, Dad, because they heard you were coming home from the hospital today, so they went to a movie.
That's good. That's good, son, because we can have this private moment together. I went through hell to get this ball, but it was worth it. Because now I'm going to leave you, my only begotten son, my Joe Nuxall baseball card.
What about your football?
My football? Are you insane? I'm going to leave this to the only one I truly love, me. Well, bud, I'm going to be buried with all my football stuff.
So what do we get?